Hello, and welcome to OBGYN Audiophile. For those of you who are new to this podcast, it is designed to provide practice questions and answers for those preparing for the OBGYN certifying examination, more commonly known as oral boards. For those of you interested in test preparation, the most useful way to use these would be to listen to the question, pause the podcast, answer out loud, and then listen to the answer given. These practice questions and answers are based on my readings of important publications, including practice bulletins, committee opinions, and Green Journal articles, in addition to ABOG's own publications, including their Pearls of Excellence. If you are studying for the boards, you can read the reference article and then test your knowledge using these podcasts. Or you can test your knowledge using these podcasts to help you determine which reference articles you need to reread before your exam. I have made a few OBGYN audiophile podcasts available for free, and the remainder are available at our website, obgynaudiophile.com, for a nominal fee. My approach in asking these questions is to be as neutral as possible, as your examiner will likely also be very neutral, and their goal is to not let you know if you are answering correctly or not. Hopefully these questions and answers will get you ready to speak with someone who is unenthused about you for 3 or more hours. I highly recommend stress relief via exercise while you're preparing for your oral examination, and I think that these podcasts are an ideal way to study while traveling or exercising. Good luck with all your studies, and good luck as you prepare for your oral exam. This is a question and answer session for antepartum fetal surveillance. What is the goal of antepartum surveillance? To prevent fetal death. Which types of antepartum surveillance are sensitive to hypoxemia and acidemia? The fetal heart rate pattern, the level of fetal activity, and the degree of muscular tone. At what pH does the cessation of normal fetal movement occur? At a pH of 7.16. What can antenatal tests of fetal well-being not predict? They cannot predict catastrophic changes such as abruption or cord accident. What are the different types of antenatal fetal testing? A non-stress test, contraction stress test, biophysical profile, modified biophysical profile, umbilical artery Doppler velocimetry, and maternal perception of fetal movement or kick counts. If you instruct your patient on kick counts, at what point do you have them come in to be evaluated? If they have less than 10 movements in 2 hours. Explain how a contraction stress test is conducted. Contractions are needed for a contraction stress test. Either the patient is contracting on her own or she will need nipple stimulation versus IV Pitocin with a goal of greater than or equal to 3 contractions per 10-minute period, with each contraction lasting at least 40 seconds. How do you interpret a contraction stress test? The results are negative if there are no late or significant variable decelerations, and the results are positive if there are late decelerations after 50% or more of the contractions, even if the contraction frequency is less than 3 in 10 minutes. The results are equivocal but suspicious if there are intermittent late decelerations or significant variable decelerations. And the results are equivocal if the fetal decelerations that occur happen during tachysystole or with contractions that last longer than 90 seconds. The CST is unsatisfactory if there are fewer than 3 contractions in 10 minutes. What is the definition of a late deceleration? A late deceleration has an apparent and usually symmetrical deceleration from the onset to the nadir is greater than or equal to 30 seconds, and the nadir of the deceleration occurs after the peak of the contraction. When conducting a non-stress test for patients who are between the gestational age of 24 to 28 weeks, what percentage are non-reactive? 50%. What percentage of patients undergo a non-stress test who are between 28 and 32 weeks gestational age are non-reactive? 15%. What does it mean when a NST is non-reactive? Most often, NST is non-reactive during a fetal sleep cycle, but it can also be evidence of CNS depression or fetal acidemia. What position do you want your patient to be in during her non-stress tests? Either a semi-Fowler or lateral recumbent position. What's the definition of an acceleration? At less than 32 weeks, the acceleration is defined as at least 10 beats by 10 seconds, and after 32 weeks, the acceleration is defined as at least 15 beats by 15 seconds. How long do you conduct a NST? 20 to 40 minutes. Do you use vibroacoustic simulation? Vibroacoustic simulation has been validated to predict fetal well-being and can be used to prompt an acceleration. It is used for 1 to 2 seconds, up to 3 times, and up to 3 seconds. How do you score a biophysical profile? The biophysical profile is comprised of 5 components, each component getting a score of either 0 or 2. The first component is a non-stress test. Reactive has 2 points, non-reactive is 0 points. The second score is fetal breathing movements, which is defined as 1 or more episodes of fetal breathing for at least 30 seconds within 30 minutes. The third score is fetal movement, which is gross movement, 3 or more discrete body or limb movements. The fourth score is fetal tone, which is 1 episode of extension with return to flexion or opening or closing of a hand. The fifth score is the amniotic fluid volume, 2 points for a DVP greater than 2 centimeters.
How do you interpret the scores from a BPP?
An 8 or 10 out of 10 on biophysical profile is reassuring. A 6 out of 10 is equivocal, and management depends on the gestational age. Regardless of score, if a patient has oligohydramnios, further evaluation is necessary, as amniotic fluid volume evaluates the uteroplacental function, reflects fetal urine production, and could mean that there is placental dysfunction or fetal renal hypoperfusion. What is a modified BPP? An NST plus an amniotic fluid assessment. How reassuring are normal tests of fetal well-being? They are very reassuring. An NST has a negative predictive value of 99.8%, while CST, BPP, and modified BPP have a negative predictive value of 99.9%. How do you evaluate a patient who reports decreased fetal movement? I evaluate her with an NST, CST, BPP, or modified BPP. What does ultrasound Doppler velocimetry assess? It assesses the vascular resistance. In a normal fetus, there is high velocity during diastolic flow. What are the measurements undertaken with Doppler velocimetry? The SD ratio, which is the systolic to diastolic ratio, which has no units. The resistance index, which is the systolic minus the diastolic over the systolic. And the pulsatility index. What is considered abnormal flow? If there is reverse or absent end diastolic flow. For whom should you do Doppler velocimetry? Growth-restricted fetuses. What types of conditions change fetal tests? Maternal conditions, such as DKA or pneumonia with hypoxemia, can change and create abnormal fetal testing, but the abnormal testing will generally normalize as the condition improves. What are some of the drawbacks of antepartum fetal surveillance? There is an increase in false positives and decreased positive predictive value. For this reason, if a test is positive, it is recommended to conduct another test prior to delivery. How do you manage a patient with a biophysical profile of 6 out of 10 or a non-reactive NST? For these patients, if she is greater than or equal to 37 weeks, delivery should be considered. If a patient is less than 37 weeks and has a biophysical profile of 6 out of 10, how do you manage that patient? I would repeat the biophysical profile in 24 hours. How do you manage a patient with a BPP of 4 out of 10? With a BPP of 4 out of 10, if the patient is greater than or equal to 32 weeks, I would deliver her. If a BPP is 4 out of 10 in a patient less than 32 weeks, I would observe her. How do you manage a patient with a BPP of less than 4? If a patient has a BPP of 2 or 0, I would deliver her. When do you deliver a patient with absent end diastolic flow? I deliver that patient in 34 weeks. When do you deliver a patient with reverse end diastolic flow? I would deliver that patient at 32 weeks after antenatal corticosteroids. If a patient has IUGR and an elevated SD ratio of greater than the 95th percentile, when would you deliver that patient? I would deliver her at 37 weeks. If a patient has uncomplicated isolated oligohydramnios, when would you deliver her? Between 36 and 37 weeks.
How would you manage a patient where you found isolated oligohydramnios prior to 36 or 37 weeks?
If a patient has oligohydramnios but is less than 36 weeks, she needs to have follow-up ultrasound, NST, growth scans, and amniotic fluid index. What are indications for antepartum fetal surveillance? Some indications for antepartum fetal surveillance include maternal conditions in addition to pregnancy-related conditions. Maternal conditions include but are not limited to pregestational diabetes, hypertension, lupus, renal disease, antiphospholipid syndrome, poorly controlled hyperthyroidism, hemoglobinopathies, and cyanotic heart disease. Pregnancy-related conditions include but are not limited to gestational hypertension, preeclampsia, decreased fetal movement, poorly controlled or medically treated gestational diabetes, oligohydramnios, fetal growth restriction, late-term or post-term pregnancy, isoimmunization, history of fetal demise, or monochorionic multiple gestation. When should antenatal fetal surveillance be tested? Unless a patient is extremely high risk, typically antenatal surveillance is started at 32 weeks. How frequently should antenatal testing be conducted? If the maternal medical condition is stable, the antenatal fetal testing can be repeated weekly, although certain experts recommend more frequent testing. How often should growth scans be conducted for a patient with IUGR? Growth scans should be conducted every 3 to 4 weeks and not less than 2 weeks.
Thank you very much. That ends this question and answer session. We hope that you've enjoyed this question and answer session from OBGYN audio file. For more files like this one, please visit us at www.obgynaudiofile.com.